Welcome to ACN.
Happy Father's Day. hello, everyone. Welcome to Professional Style. We have been on hiatus, and actually we're just doing a special show tonight, and we'll be starting back up earlier in the fall for our regular programming, and we're doing some just amazing things and doing an incredible lineup of guests that will be joining us on a weekly basis, and hopefully you will be joining us too on a weekly basis. So I am your host, Kathleen Williams, and my co-host is out tonight, and she sends her love. Ronnie, we love you too, hon. So happy Father's Day, all. It is a blessing to be here on Father's Day and sharing this time with you. It's just, this is a really special day for me. I had an incredible dad who is no longer with us. God bless you, Daddy. And I was a daddy's girl. So on Father's Day, it makes me think a lot about the, you know, the times that I spent with my father, how important that relationship was to me. You know, and sometimes it turns out that you don't really get what's happening to you or the blessings that you have, especially around your parents. Sometimes you just don't, you don't totally understand how impactful it is not only on your life, but the generations that will come to follow you. And every day when I look at my son, I see my dad. Every time I look at my son, I see my dad and the legacy that my father left for all of us. And I talk a lot about it in my book, actually. So if you don't have a copy of that, and you're thinking about your relationship with your father, whether he's still with us or not, and how that impacts your children and your children's children, definitely pick up a copy of Single Mother, the New Father. It has a lot of great information, particularly for single moms, but also for the children and the sons of single mothers. And it really talks about how this relationship with our children travels from generation to generation. If you've ever called me on my voicemail, you will get to hear that our children are becoming who we are. They will become what we model to them. So when I was a kid, I remember hearing many parents say, including my own, do what I say, not what I do. Do what I said, not what I do. You are not able to do what I do because you're a child. So I want you to listen to me, not necessarily follow me. And that sounded great and made a whole lot of sense, but what I didn't understand then was what was being modeled for me was really all I knew about life. the way I knew I would learn how to conduct myself as a woman, the way I would learn how to be treated by a man, was by looking at my parents, my mom and my dad. Those were my role models for living, role models for relationships and role models for living life as a woman and role model for how to be treated by a man as well. So pick up a copy of that book, Single Mothers and New Father, if you happen to be a single mom or you happen to be a dad interested in knowing how important your presence is in the lives of your children, whether they live with you, if you're a custodial dad or not, if they're living with their mom. Your presence is so incredibly valuable and really goes to shape the psyche and behaviors of the children that you brought into this world. So I want to wish all of you dads a very, very incredible happy Father's Day, a Father's Day beyond measure. And if you haven't heard it already today, your presence in the lives of our children, your presence in the lives of families, your presence in this world is extremely valuable. So I thank you for your service to the children of this world and for shaping them the best way you possibly can. And I'll talk a little bit about that when we come back from a break. And we're expecting tonight an incredible guest. He is a dad and a single father, and he's also a very talented artist. So it's going to be a pleasure to have him with us tonight here on Professional Style. So, again, my name is Kathleen Williams. I'm your host. I'd like you to sit back, take a get some water, get some pop, whatever it is that you drink some juice, and join us. We'll be back in just a quick second. We're going to take a couple of breaks, pay some bills, and I'll talk to you in just a minute. You're listening to Professional Style. And if you'd like to call in and join on the conversation, the number is 909-265-9189. We'll be back in just a second.
Welcome to Esprinet News, 90-second news break. President Obama unveiled plans to invest $100 million into research mapping the human brain, which it hopes will unlock the secrets of the conditions from Alzheimer's to epilepsy. The Brain Initiative was launched by the president, who said it was the next great American project. A $1,500 necklace was accidentally advertised for just $47 in a Macy's catalog. A 14-karat gold and silver item with a diamond accent, it was intended to be on sale for $479. But the final digit was accidentally left off the price. The retailer was forced to cancel orders for the necklace, but some undisclosed number of people managed to snag the deal. 40 years ago, Motorola engineer Martin Cooper, credited as the inventor of the cell phone, made the world's first public mobile phone call. Motorola spent almost $1 million producing the phone. The cost of the phone for a customer would have been equal to today's price of $9,970. A contact lens worn each night could remove the need for reading glasses in middle age, which experts liken to braces for the teeth to correct vision without needing glasses or surgery. There you have it. I'm Jerome Esprit for Esprinet News on ACN.
My collection is made of all the things that make me. You can tell my block got bigger, but I always remember where I started. And it feels great to move forward without leaving yourself behind. From uptown to downtown, it's all part of my style. I'm right where I'm supposed to be, thanks to where I've been. My style tells my story.
Introducing the Jennifer Lopez Collection, only at Kohl's.
How does it feel to try smooth, delicious Hershey's chocolate with 30% less fat? A smooth, delicious cause for celebration. New Hershey's Simple Pleasures Chocolate. 30% less fat, 100% delicious.
Dear Honda, thanks for getting my friend Lisa a deal on her Odyssey at your holiday sales event.
she's got 5 boys, so the Bluetooth comes in handy.
I have to cancel.
Plus, it's got a rear view camera and seating for the ladies.
It's Christmas time in Holland, Queens. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens. Rice and soup and macaroni and cheese.
More happiness and standard features with every Honda during Happy Honda Days. Get a great deal on the 2013 Odyssey at your Honda dealer.
Look at these pictures. Okay, your hair was so beautiful last night. What did you do?
I stopped using heat. So I set my hair with wraps that move. It makes my hair look so rich. And then I finish with gloss and polisher so I don't frizz on the dance floor. And I'm good to go.
It's still looking good today.
Well, we all look good.
Yeah. Ladies, we had a blast.
Yeah.
Organic Root Stimulator, nature's secret to healthier style hair.
Welcome back. You are listening to Professional Style. I'm your host, Kathleen Williams, and we are here tonight on Father's Day 2013. If you're listening, happy Father's Day to you. I hope you're having a great, great, great day with your children and your family and just enjoying, you know, being the light for your children and for your family. So we are wishing you here from Professional Style an incredible Father's Day. And I just wanted to take a moment to, again, say happy Father's Day to my dad, who is no longer with us, but I remember him every Father's Day and all that he's done for me and for my family and for the generations that are following him, all of my nieces and my nieces' children. So his grands, his great-grands, his great-nieces and nephews and so forth, they still have a piece of him inside of them. So, Dad, we love you and miss you. I just wanted to also just remind you that coming up in November, November 19th is International Men's Day. So the two major holidays where we honor men in the United States are today, Father's Day, and on November 19th, International Men's Day. And again, this year in New York, we will be having a program to salute and honor great men of excellence. It will be in Queens, New York again this year, and our location will soon to be determined. More than likely, it'll be at the Greater Springfield Community Church on days around November 19th, which is International Men's Day. So we'll have a lot happening for this year. Also coming up on July 13th, there will be a prayer walk, a prayer vigil to pray against the violence in our communities. As many of you know, in Southeast Queens, New York, as well as many cities around this country, in Detroit, in Chicago, in D.C., Baltimore, all over the country, we are seeing more and more gun violence and violence where we are losing the lives of our very precious children. Not long ago, we lost the life of a 14-year-old young lady who was riding home from a school event, a school celebration on the public bus here, right here in Queens. And, you know, this is something that I'm just not accustomed to. But it's happening all around the country. So we want to send blessings out to the families of anyone who's lost children, and also just lifting up prayers to ask God to stop the violence in our communities, and also to bring the families, the moms, the dads, the grandmothers into the fold where we're all praying for the safety of our children, the safety of our families, and the safety of our community. So on July 13th at Rochdale Village in Queens, New York, if you're in the area, join us there. We'll be meeting at 11 a.m. and the prayer walk will begin at 12. And this is coordinated by my pastor, Reverend Philip Craig. And there's so many other things. I'll have some more announcements for you a little bit later, but I don't want to keep our guest waiting any longer. He is a single father, and I am so honored that he took time out of his Father's Day. I know he's been celebrating all day, took time out of his Father's Day to be with us here on Professional Style and talk about his career, as an incredible artist and also share with us his feelings and his thoughts about being a single dad. So without further ado, we would like to welcome to Professional Style none other than John Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. I mean, it's a special day for me. I take a lot of pride in Father's Day, as you know, and as you said, you know, I'm a single dad, and it's really not a lot of us out here, single fathers, so I take a lot of pride in it.
And you should, as well you should. So tell us a little bit about what you did today.
Well, I woke up, and my son was like, his head was on my, my feet. I don't know how that happened, but he sleeps crazy. So I woke up and he was on the other side of the bed. And then we went to the pool and swam for a little bit. Then we went over to his godmother's house because he made like a gift for me. It was a guitar. And it was a picture frame shaped like a guitar.
Oh,
so
my
he painted
God,
that.
That is
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, so we went and picked that up. And, came back and got some barbecue and ate that. And, yeah, just, you know, not a whole lot of crazy stuff, just spending time together.
But does it get better than that? It just doesn't get
better.
No,
it doesn't, especially for me because I'm on the road a lot. So, you know, he loves when I'm just home the whole day, you know what I mean?
I love it. I love it. And I know he enjoys spending time with you, with his dad.
Yeah, he's a daddy's boy for sure.
That is awesome. How old is he?
He's 4 years old.
Oh, precious.
Yeah,
precious.
He just turned four, April 5th.
Congratulations and happy Father's Day to you. I know that is so special.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I'm very proud of him. He's smart. He can count to 10 in Spanish and English.
Wow.
Anybody he meets, he'll show that. And I taught him his address the other day, just in case.
Yes, yeah, that's so important. And he learned that at four?
Yeah, well, if you tell him something a few times, he'll remember it.
Oh, that's awesome. But if he's with you, he's welcome to count to 10 on the air.
He is, actually. He's on the on the deck. I don't know if he might steal the show. You want him to say hi for a second?
Absolutely.
All right. This might start something we can't finish, but we'll try. Jalen, they want
What's
you to say
name?
Hi. Jalen.
Jalen. Hi. Oh, my gosh. Hi, Jalen. How are you?
I'm going to say something. Oh, no. Dog. Yes, clap that finger, yes.
Yay! Oh my gosh, that is so congratulations! You can speak Spanish.
Bye bye.
Bye bye, sweetheart.
I did.
We heard him. I had to give him his applause.
You know, he's following me. He thinks he's part of the show now.
he is. That is so awesome. That's so. You sound so precious. You sound so precious. Oh my gosh! I know you're having a great day.
Yeah, I mean it's pretty easy. I would say he's a cute kid. So whenever I go grocery shopping, I mean, he gets all the attention in the store.
I know he does. I know he does. And he is, and he's not shy.
No, he's not.
I love it. I love it. So tell me he's got it. He's got that charisma. I can hear it over the phone. That is wonderful. So talk to me a little bit about how do you work out your career? Talk to us a little bit about your songwriting and your artistry and how you work. You know, tell us about that, and then we'll talk about how you work that into fatherhood.
Well, I mean, I've always been pretty busy ever since he was born because it's funny how raising a child can kind of inspire you to do more with your life. But, you know, I was for a long time now. I was, you know, going to work, going to the gym, doing online schooling, and raising him, and then pursuing a music career. And now I do music full-time, you know, on the road and stuff. So I do songwriting in my house, which luckily I have my own studio, so that kind of makes it easier as far as raising a child. But I do that, and then I'm on the road. But as far as balancing it, I have a lot of help from, like, his godmother, and sometimes his mother takes me too.
Uh-huh. That's wonderful. So you when you go on the road, do you take him with you, or he stays with family and friends?
Certain places, like local places, or like if I go to a radio station, he'll come with me. But as far as shows, I haven't brought him to any like bigger shows yet. As far as like getting on an airplane and things like that, he'll just stay with his godmother or his mother.
Awesome. That's awesome. So talk to us about your musical career. I was listening to your stuff. It is awesome.
Oh, thank you. Well, I mean, I've been doing it for the past, like, 10 years since I was about 14 or 15 years old. So it's just been a constant journey, you know, just trying to get better. And, you know, fortunately I've been able to kind of get things going to where my music is good, you know what I mean? And I take a lot of pride in it. So I just, you know, get in the studio and, you know, write songs, and it just comes out that people, you know, like them. And I never take that for granted because, you know, I remember a long time ago, I would make songs and people wouldn't really like them that much. So,
really?
You know, I mean, because it takes time to get good at things. And I knew back then that it wasn't so much that they didn't like my music. They just didn't like the way I was presenting it, you know, as far as getting it mixed right and things of that nature. But now that I've got all that stuff in order, it's really cool to have people listen to my music and hear it on the radio and things like that.
It is awesome to listen to. I listened to several cuts, and I was, you know, sorry I wasn't able to download them onto the set. So I would love to have you come back so we can play some of your stuff. But just if you can tell everybody before we just take a quick break how they can listen more to your music and how they can get a copy of your CDs and all of that.
Yeah, well, you can go to my website, which is johnmichaelmusic.com. And my Twitter is twitter.com/4JohnMichael. That's the number 4 and then John Michael. And Facebook is official John Michael. But you can get music on my website. You can order the EP. You can also get it on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, RDO, Pandora, Slacker Radio. Pretty much anywhere that you get music from any other artist, you can get my music.
And it's fabulous, too. Now, one of my favorites, of course, was Sophisticate. I love, listen, I was listening to just about everything that you had up there. I pulled up all of the songs, and I was loving Sophisticated Lady. You know, Where I Belong. You know, a lot of them, they just speak to me. So I wanted to honor you for your excellence and your, you know, the joy that you bring just by your music, your videos. The videos are awesome on YouTube. I was watching them as well. So I wanted to thank you, honor you for, you know, being a dad and still, you know, bringing your excellence to fatherhood as well as to your art.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I take a lot of pride in my music, and I think I'm kind of like an idealist, so, you know, I make music and I write things about how I think life should be or the way I wish it would be. So, you know, a like-minded person can also find enjoyment in songs like Sophisticated Lady and Where I Belong. So, you know, thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you. So that is, so you said you've been doing your music for about 10 years, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just as far as honing my skills, this is like my first project. I've only been in the, you know, had my foot in the music industry for about a year and a half now. But, you know, since I was a kid, like 14 years old, I've just been kind of like, this is what I wanted to do.
But you've been singing for longer than that, I'm sure. Like
I can remember singing when I was like, you know, 7 or 8 years old, just humming, and my dad had this karaoke machine, and I would, like, when everybody was gone, I would take it in the room and kind of record on a tape just my voice, and then I'd delete it before anybody could see it. And then, my brother, one time he had me sing for his girlfriend, and they would always say, you know, he sounds good. And then my brother was like, no, it's just because he's a little kid, because his voice hadn't changed yet. So I kind of bought into that. So I was like, I guess I really can't sing. And then, in middle school, I started singing some more. My brother had this Drew Hill CD, and I would just sing the whole thing. Everything,
wow.
What was it, the end of the Drew album, I would sing the whole way through. And I just wanted to sound like them. That's all I wanted to do. And, it kind of just grew. And then people in high school, they were like, you know, you really can sing. So then I was kind of realized that I could. You know, it took a while for me to know that I really was good at it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're really good at it. I know you know that now. You are really good at it. And that, you know, and it's a blessing to come face to face with your gift, you know, your God-given gift, and then bring that to the world and be able to do that for a living. So I'm excited for you.
Yeah, I mean, it is a blessing. I don't take it for granted at all. You know, every day I get to, whenever I'm somewhere and, you know, on tour and I'm at, like, a legendary venue, and I'm just thinking, like, wow, how did I get here? So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. It really is. So I'm going to take one quick break, and we'll come right back and talk a little bit more with you, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, great. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Professional Style, and we have with us this evening John Michael. He's an incredible artist, songwriter and artist, singer. You can find him on YouTube, and you can find him online, and he'll tell us again where you'll be able to find him. We're going to take a really quick break and come back, and we'll be able to talk a little bit more with John Michael this evening on Father's Day. So stay tuned, and we'll be back in a second.
Kevin, now that you're in eighth grade, let's not talk about alcohol. You've got a lot going on, sports, homework, so I'm sure you haven't noticed where we keep the alcohol in the house. When you hang out with your friends, I know how innocent it is. You play video games, watch educational TV programs. Besides, you're too smart to have friends who drink. And by the time you reach high school, trying to be cool and fit in will be the last thing on your mind. You'll be focused on getting into my alma mater, not experimenting with drinking. So don't worry. I won't ask you if you've tried alcohol or what you're doing when you sleep over a friend's house. I mean, you're too young to even think about stuff like drinking. Right, kiddo? Real kids are curious about alcohol. 40% try it by the eighth grade. Start a real conversation at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. Talk early. Talk often. Get others involved. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I want to see more serious political conversations starting to happen.
I want corporations out of the government, and I want people back in.
I want peace rather than militarization.
I want the top wealthiest Americans to be taxed higher and that money to go to education.
I want economic justice.
I want to be able to speak my voice without jeopardizing my job.
I want a greater regulation of the banks and the market.
I want my kids to have a job and health care.
I want true democracy for the 99% of us who don't have it anymore.
Winning 2 Olympic gold medals for Team USA still doesn't feel real to me. Achieving my dream feels like a dream. I hope I can inspire people to take AT&T's pledge to never text and drive. My reason to pledge is for both of my families, my host family and my family at home. Find your reason and take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. It can wait. Take the pledge now at itcanwait.com.
Thank you.
Also, welcome back. You are listening to Professional Style. I'm your host, Kathleen Williams, and we are here with my very special guest, Mr. John Michael, who has taken time out of his Father's Day. He and his son, Jalen, who is counting to 10 in Spanish, he took time out of his special day on Father's Day to spend some time with us here and talk about being a dad and being a professional artist, a songwriter and singer. And John Michael, I just wanted to ask you, it's like around the time that your son was born that your career really began to take off. So talk to us a little bit about how you were able to balance parenting and career.
It was kind of a different time. When he was first born, you know, I was in a relationship back then, and I had more time to be home because it was just starting, you know, and a lot of my music was just kind of social network and things like that. So I didn't really have to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. But now it's at the point where I'm in a different place like once a week. So mm-hmm. I would say, you know, 2 or 3 days out of the week, I'm not home. So the main thing I do is when I'm home, I'm always with him. You know what I mean? He's with me between 5 and 6 days a week. So, you know, that's really how I balance it. Just make sure that when I'm home that I'm with him.
Yeah. And is he in school yet? Has he started school yet?
No, next year I believe he's going to start because he just turned 4.
Okay. All right. And I remember those days because those are some of the most precious times with your children. That, you know, 4 years old, 5 years old, just starting school, it is absolutely so precious. So I'm excited about the fact that you're able to blend parenting and, you know, your professional career.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because you really never could get those first few years back. And it's interesting how you can see a child's personality develop at such an early age. And it's not just my son. It's everybody's child does. And, you know, if you're not there, you know, you just miss out on it. And I could never see myself missing out on that. But, you know, it's just cool. It's a cool thing to watch him grow up and take on a personality of his own.
Now, you know, one of the things I really would like to ask you is, you know, I know a lot of single dads and, of course, read about a lot of single moms who talk about the dads. And to see a father who is as involved as you is not always that common. So, you know, what was it for you that made you really want to be such a strong force and presence in your son's life?
I think I've always understood how important it is. You know, even before he was born, I knew how important a father was. And not just a father, just a parent, period, you know, because you know, whether we like it or not, things happen to children in this country and a lot of other countries at young ages that should never happen to anybody. And a lot of times they happen is because someone's missing, you know what I mean? And maybe, you know, a guardian, a parent. And, you know, it just things happen. And I would never want to know that my child wasn't safe or some tragic moment happened in his life because I wasn't there or because I was neglectful or something like that. So, I mean, my job as a parent, everybody's parental obligations are to protect the child, you know. And, you know, of course you have fun times and it looks cool and you take pictures and everybody's like, oh, you know, it looks so cute. But, you know, your job is to protect a child because they're so young that the world would just, you know, eat them right up. So, you know, that's really my focus from Jump Street was just to make sure that he has a shot at life.
And did you have what was your experience as a son with your dad?
I have a great father, you know. He was always there. And my parents, you know, they're still together. I think 31 years now. So I've actually had a great example of how to be a father, which I think definitely helped me to be a father too.
That's so important. That is so important. So it's wonderful for that. And I'm wishing your dad a happy Father's Day.
Oh, yeah, he had a great day. I think My mom took him to go see Iron Man and took him over to see his father, and then went to the Kennedy Center over in D.C. just to do some sightseeing. Yeah.
That is wonderful. Still, so Jalen is really blessed. Jalen's got a great grandfather.
Yeah, he does. You know, it's really cool because, like, my dad had his father, but my grandfather, for most of my dad's life, was like a real alcoholic. You know, not gonna get too far into detail, but you know, it was like a rough time coming up for him. You know, as a child. So you know, he kind of took that father role on without the proper guidance. So it's really a good job by him.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And they have, you know, generations, and that's something that we don't, again, something else that we don't always get to see in a lot of communities. You don't get to see the generations and generations of dads together, you know. So he is a very blessed young man.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool because a lot of times we see, like, you know, MTV or VH1, and you'll see, like, kids that are just millionaires or billionaires, and they didn't really work for it, and you're like, wow, they're so lucky. But, you know, there's a lot of things that we're all lucky for that a lot of people don't get to experience in life, too. So you just got to understand where you are in life.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed. So for the rest of your Father's Day, what are you going to be doing?
I'm going to catch some of the basketball game, I think.
The Heat, that's right.
Yeah. I'll probably, I might go for a walk. I like taking walks, you know, just especially when you live like a busier life, it's nice to just walk sometimes. So I think I'll walk for like a mile or two and come back in and then finish the game.
Okay, that's awesome. And then, so what can we expect from your, you know, phenomenal career going forward? What's next for you?
Well, I'm actually wrapping up an album, so it's going to be a full album coming out sometime in September. So definitely look out for that. And we shot a video for Just a Man, which is a great record, and that will be coming out soon. And you'll see it should be like an exclusive online for it. So as soon as that's out, I'll let you know.
Oh, please do. And, you know, we can feature it definitely, you know, on my website. And I'd love to have you back on so we can download some of your music and be able to play it here. And Jalen can come back with you as well. We'd love to have him back. And do
you might have to give him
gonna...
his own 30 minutes.
Yeah, we might. We might have to do that. And do you think he'll be a singer, too? Because he had a fabulous voice. Just the tone of his voice is incredible.
Yeah, he's got a kind of a raspy thing going on already. But I don't know. I mean, he sees me in the studio, and he'll get on the microphone sometimes, and I catch him singing in the car. But I guess I think that he will because, most people, I guess, don't grow up with a father that sings a lot, like, you know, really sings. So that kind of can influence you to become a singer. So I would bet that he might have some singing talents when he's older.
Yeah, I would bet so, too. I would bet so, too. So, listen, I am so honored that you took some time to hang out with us tonight. And I just didn't want to take up too much of your time, but I wanted to wish you happy Father's Day. Thank you so much for talking to us about being a parent. And I really would like to have you come back when we can play some more of your music and hear some more of your touring. Before you go, though, how can we get to see you if we want to see you live? What's the best way for us to do that?
The best way is to like my Facebook page and keep up to date with everything I'm doing. And also you'll get, you know, exclusive content of the things I've already done. So go to facebook.com/officialJohnMichael, like the page, and just keep track of me, talk to me. I log on to it every day, so, you know, send me a message. I send you one back, comment on pictures, like them, share it with a friend, and that's the best way.
Wonderful. Absolutely. We'll definitely do that. And you are available for bookings and all that as well?
Oh, yes, definitely. And anybody interested in bookings or press inquiries, the address is info@topnotchpromo.com.
Okay, say that one more time. Info at?
at topnotchpromo.com.
All right, awesome. Well, again, thank you again so much for being here with us tonight. Enjoy the rest of your Father's Day, and thank you for being a friend of the show, and we are going to have you back so we can feature some of your music, okay?
All right, thanks for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure, and all the best to you and Jalen.
All right, bye-bye.
All righty. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Professional Style, and that is our very special guest this evening, Don Michael, singer, songwriter, and extraordinary father. We will be taking another quick break, and we will be back in just a second, so sit tight.
It's a new beginning. Vaseline Total Moisture is now better than ever, with pure natural and multi-layer moisture, infusing deeply, absorbing quickly, so it feels good and does good for skin. Next generation Vaseline.
Where does a great night out get even better? At the new Ruby Tuesday, with our freshly made lobster tail and steakhouse sirloin for only $14.99. Enjoy the tempting combination of sweet lobster paired with a perfectly seasoned sirloin, cooked just the way you like it, and served with a free garden bar, all for only $14.99. But join us soon. A pairing this perfect won't last forever. The new Ruby Tuesday.
The best way to tell how great you look is in your jeans. Drop a jean size in 2 weeks with the Special K Challenge. With more delicious options than ever. Jeans don't lie. Go to the new SpecialK.com to design your plan.
There are so many fun things we all can do to be healthier, no matter who you are or where you are. So let's move.
Well, here we go. We're getting set to get underway.
Let's stretch in the grass.
Great play.
Let's play tag.
What a play.
Let's jump up and down.
Oh, what a way to finish it.
And most of all, let's eat better so that we have the energy we need to play an hour a day every day.
Everyone can play. Just go to letsmove.gov to learn more.
Thank you for listening. You are tuned into Professional Style. I'm your host, Kathleen Williams, and the number is 909-265-9189. And we just had a fabulous conversation with John Michael, singer, songwriter, and just some fabulous music he has out. So just make sure that you like his Facebook page, the official John Michael, follow him on Twitter, and you can download his songs on Amazon, iTunes, and just, you know, reach out to him and figure, you know, if you'd like to see him live. And definitely you can reach out to me here, and we can get you in touch with him and connected with his music, which is fabulous, by the way. I had the pleasure of listening to all of it, and we will have him back on the show when we'll be featuring a lot of his songs right here. So, again, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Thank you for taking the time to tune in and hang out with us here on Father's Day evening, especially when the game is on tonight. I don't know if you're rooting for the Heat or if you're rooting for the Spurs, but playoffs in the house tonight. So, again, my name is Kathleen Williams. You're listening to Professional Style. Before we go, I have another message for our dads. And one of the things that we talked about today in church, actually, my pastor brought up, you know, 10 great points on how to be a good father. And one of them was to take care of yourself. And one of the most important ways that a man can take care of himself is, of course, his physical body, but as well his spiritual body and his mind. So eating right, going to the doctor, making sure that everything is on point as far as, you know, your weight, your diet, your cholesterol, your blood pressure, getting your prostate exams and all of the examinations that you need to get as you're, you know, moving through this age cycle here on Earth, drinking plenty of water, getting plenty of exercise, and exercising with your children, all of those phenomenal things. But as well, we live in a world today where there's a tremendous amount of stress, a tremendous amount of stress, and particularly stress on men to hold up a family, take care of the children, make sure that the money is coming in, and even when the money is coming in well, to make sure that it continues to flow, get to the place that it needs to, preparing for college education, you know, mortgages, cars, jobs, stress. And now that we're living in the age that we're living in, one person on any job or running any company is doing the job of three people, you know, keeping up with technology, phone calls, emails, voicemails on several different phones, several different email accounts, work email, personal email, you know, attending to your family, keeping your wife happy, keeping your children well-adjusted and preparing. You know, I'm getting tired just talking about it. So making sure that you're taking great care of your mind and doing as much personal growth as you possibly can so that you're staying away from being prideful, and that you're interacting and loving yourself as well as loving your family to the best of your ability. And that part of loving yourself, you know, saying that to a man is like, you know, huh? What are you talking about? Love myself. Of course I love myself. But really, really taking great care of yourself, loving yourself and having the confidence of knowing that your relationship is the best relationship for you and the best environment for you, your family, and your children. So a lot of times men ignore what's great for them to take care of everybody else. And usually we hear that about women, but certainly it's true for our men who are so concerned about making sure that their families are well provided for. So here's to you, Dad. On days like today, just like John Michael said, take a walk. Get that stress off, you know, and not just that hardcore cardio exercise, but, you know, going down to the pool and swimming and walking and just relaxing, reading a great book and doing some personal growth work that helps you to always operate and remain in your highest, especially in stressful times like these. So that's just my wish and my blessing for you. Thank you so much for all that you do to be incredible men and incredible fathers to your children, and husbands to your wives, and men in this world. Thank you so much, everybody. You are listening to Professional Style. I am your host, Kathleen Williams, and it has been my honor to host you this evening on this Father's Day. So you have a great evening. We'll see you again next week. God bless, and we'll talk to you soon.